Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a chat with Tony Scott from the Liverpool Echo. Morning, Toe.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, we're going to start with Christmassy things. He's a bit of a fan of the John Lewis adverts, and he's had a sneak preview of this year's one. But it's due to the new one's due to come out online, is it, in an hour's time?
Online, right? In roughly about an hour and a half's time, yeah.
Is that how they always do it, John Lewis?
Yeah.
They always put it on...
And then it'll go online on the YouTube channel, on John Lewis' YouTube channel, and then it'll go on... I think it premieres on the Gogglebox tonight. So that's when everyone, the world
Gogglebox,
starts.
Gogglebox, the TV show?
So yeah, it comes in between the, as, right. as an advert.
Okay.
And then everyone will be talking about it on social media and how you try and comprehend it with the last year's one and the year before, and is it a good
one? What was last year? I can't remember.
It was Boxer the Dog on the trampoline.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Now that was a good one, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and the year before was the man on the moon with the telescope and the balloon.
Know what you spend your time on. What's this year's one about?
It's a, well, roughly, I can't say too much, but this is about a little boy and a monster that lives underneath his bed. And the soundtrack is by one of the old Beatles songs.
It's Elbow, no isn't it?
Elbow. Elbow have done it, yeah. It's a song called Golden Slumber, is it? By the Beatles. Mm. I think it's a beat track, so I think it'll be... it'll be very good.
Were you blown away when you saw it?
I was. I think with the John Lewis advert, you try to... You get emotionally attached to it, don't you? I think everyone looks forward to it. It's like, I think I've seen a couple of tweets this morning about it, and everyone's saying, oh, how sad must you be to look forward to a John Lewis Christmas advert? Well, it's the same as a football fan looking forward to transfer deadline day. It's the, everyone's, if that makes you happy, so be it. Do you know what I mean? I just think it brings people together talking about it. It's Christmas is upon us, and I really enjoy it.
It's a nice moment.
It is, it is.
Although it comes,
isn't.
I'm sure it's earlier than last year, mid-November. Maybe not, I don't know.
You're going old, Steve, you're going old.
John Lewis, have a look out for it. A massive plug for John Lewis there. Right, let's talk footy. Here's what you're saying on the tweets. We'll talk Everton manager in a moment. Paul says, it's funny to see fans voting for Mascherano to come back. All of us were fuming after his forceful exit. Now we're flirting for his old legs. For God's sake, he's 34 years old.
I don't know, I think this international break's coming at a good time for Everton, hasn't it? When you're looking at both sides, I think it's coming at a good time for Liverpool as well, the whole break. But I've just been, Steve, just briefly looking at the Everton betting for the next manager. And
oh, hang on. We'll get to that in a minute. I'm just going through some Liverpool tweets. So Mascherano coming back to Liverpool or
no,
not?
I can't see it, Steve.
I think it's sailed. Paul, convinced Roberto Firmino is Coutinho 2.0. Just getting better and better in that number 10 role. Go with that.
I totally agree. I think Coutinho's got he's got that invincibility about him. When I watch Liverpool, when I'm watching Merseyside derbies as well, and he's the one that you just, as an Everton fan, you're absolutely petrified to have hold of the ball. The rest of here, there, and can make. I think Coutinho's got that X factor, hasn't he? That Liverpool need to keep hold of to the end of the season.
Elliot says, massive credit to Calvert-Lewin on his possible call-up. Possible call-up? Has he been called up or?
I'm not sure. Okay. I don't think he has. I think I've seen in a stat this week that he's been involved in more Everton goals this season than any other player in an Everton shirt. So it shows you. I think there's huge responsibility on young shoulders having to come in and try and replace Romelu Lukaku, which is obviously, it's an impossible job. But he's done okay, and I think the much expectancy on him now is to try and kick on to the next level. It's not going to happen. He's trying his best, and that'll come in time. He's a young lad, and let's see him develop.
Right, Ernie says Everton fans should stop making fools of themselves by continuing to believe Simeone is a realistic option. And also Si says that Everton should still be looking at Thomas Tuchel. I seriously believe he can change the fortune of the Blues.
Can someone remind me what Thomas Tuchel has done as a manager? Can someone tell me what he's achieved as a manager?
It's the romantic notion, isn't it, by the way,
of a foreign manager into the Premier League and what... Can someone tell me, Everton are in a precarious position at the moment where, yeah, deflating with relegation, but the 4 points off 8th spot. So they're closer to 8th than what they are to bottom of the league. Mm. But what would a foreign manager come in who hasn't got one clue about the Premier League, doesn't know any players, has basically been left with all these number 10s and no left backs. And he's going to come in and go, what am I meant to do from now till January? So I just don't see that one. I don't see where it's coming from. Now,
so what is happening? Where's the betting gone back to this morning?
Well, I've never seen a market fluctuate as much as this, and it's just bookies here basically preying on hearsays. David Unsworth is currently the 8-11 favourite to be the next Everton manager. Sam Allardyce best priced at 5-2. Marco Silva 12-1. Sean Dyche was as short as 5-6 a couple of weeks ago, now as big as 12-1. And Simeone 25s. Now, from what the rumour is that Farhad Moshiri and the big guns at Everton Football Club petrified are going out the league. Petrified. Obviously, the new stand, the new ground and everything off the pitch. Now, they want someone to tick them over from now till May to make sure Everton are in the Premier League. Whatever happens, just make sure we're in the Premier League till May. And then we will try and attract a Simeone, one of the big guns. Now, I get all that. But on the flip side of it, from now till May, Sam Allardyce in the Everton hot seat, which Farhad Moshiri is inclined to go with, believe it or not, I believe he's best friend, well, very close friend with Steve Walsh, Sam Allardyce, so you can see where that connection is. Now, Bill Kenwright, as far as what we're aware, does not want that. He'd like to see a David Unsworth in the hot seat. So I can see both sides of the story. My panic is, if Sam Allardyce is in charge of Everton Football Club from now till May, yeah, he'll probably keep Everton in the league. I think 70% of the managers would, if you're looking at the squads and the teams below
it's
Everton.
It's a long time.
We've got 28 games left. So I just think, with the squads, I know it's the square pegs and rounds, always get all that, but the quality's still there, and enough for Everton to stay in the division. The 4 points off 8 spots, as I've just said, Steve. So I look at it, it's not a great escape act, is it? If someone comes in and keeps Everton up, they're not going to be remembered as a great escape act, is it? In November. We're not in the middle of March where there's 10 games to go and we're 6 points off the drop. So I think it's a totally different scenario. But what I will say is that if Sam Allardyce is in charge of Everton Football Club from now till May, I fear the attendances will drop. I fear Evertonians will stop going to match. And I feel that optimism at the start of the year and all we hear about is this new era with Everton Football Club on and off the pitch with a billionaire owner, a new stand, a new ground at the Dock. It's all going to evaporate. And Sam Allardyce is just going to suck the life out here watching Everton Football Club.
Do you think Farhad Moshiri was ready to offer it to Sam Allardyce but then saw the reaction from Everton fans?
It wouldn't surprise me. Because he seems to be like a fans, he's an owner that listens to the fans. Now, I look at the end of Roberto Martinez's reign, fans got him out in the end. I look at Ronald Koeman, fans basically voiced their opinion and they got him out. So I look at it now and think of Farhad Moshiri, yeah, he's listening. He's got Bill Kenwright there as a mouthpiece for the fans, so to speak, and he's got his own mind. And I think Everton are weighing this up now and thinking, do you know what, we sacked Ronald Koeman, what was it, 5 weeks ago? There's still no man in place. So I think they've just basically sacked him, hit the panic button on the sole basis of fan pressure, and they haven't thought this through. They're thinking, maybe a manager, maybe we'll give Unsworth 4 games, see how he gets on. Hopefully he can win 2 or 3 and we can keep him in the job. But now he's won 1 match, beaten in 3, very lucky to win the Watford game, as we all know. Now they're in a situation, we're halfway through the international break. Still no need of a new manager.
I keep expecting a name to come out of left field.
Yeah,
you know,
I think so.
Someone that we haven't seen on the list, because I'm looking at the list day in, day out and thinking, is that it? Is that all it stacks up to at the moment? It's the same every day with Unsworth, Allardyce, and obviously Silva's overtaken Dyche has become more of a favourite than Dyche. But then you're thinking, well, a week ago, Dyche was probably everyone's favourite for the job.
He was, but I don't think Everton want that long term. And this is the predicament that they're in, Steve, is that they've got from now till May. Now, what do they want to do? Do you want to stay in the league, definitely? Or do they want to try and get that big manager now? Now, if they get Sam Allardyce from now till May, and pack your bags, we're getting a bigger manager in. If you keep Unsworth in, you're taking a chance of staying in the league. Now, if you get Sean Dyche, he's not going to be coming in from now till May. So he is going to want 3, 4, 5 year contract. Whatever fans want that as the next manager, I can't see it. So then you've got next on the list, Marco Silva. Will Everton fans want a manager of his ilk in there for 3 or 4 years? Arguably so. So this is the conundrum with Everton in it. Are they going to go short term and are they going to go long term? If they go short term, it's Sam Allardyce. If it's long term, it'll be someone like Silva. But this is... Now, in May, they'll probably try and stay up in the league and try and attract a Simeone, so to speak. Probably won't happen, but they'll try and go for him. But this is the scenario that they've backed themselves into a corner by sacking Ronald Koeman now, because the same manager, whether it be Unsworth, Allardyce, Dyche or whoever, has got the same problem from now till January. And I remember coming on here 5 weeks ago after Koeman was sacked, saying it doesn't matter who's in charge, Steve, Because the same problem lies. Everton can't afford, can't win games unless they've got a centre forwards. Yet they won one miraculously last week through a penalty in the last minute, a corner, and a goal off Umarnias' backside.
You, yeah, and you can't be winning matches you, like that. Not, every week,
exactly,
you?
Because you can only they were in the match for 20 minutes. The last 20 minutes when Lennon and Luckman come on, ball started going long, and you scored two goals from set pieces. So you can't do that over the next 28 games. So Everton are in danger now. I think the split is between Ken Wright and Moshiri on who they are going to appoint. And this is why it's taken a lot more time than what's necessary. And I just think by sacking Koeman, they've backed themselves into a massive corner here where they need to make probably and arguably one of the biggest decisions at Everton Football Club.
There's no power struggle, is there?
No, there's no power struggle. Obviously, Farhad Moshiri will make the decisions. Bill Ken Wright will obviously have an input in it. Which is, I think it's, you get some stick, Bill Ken Wright, and arguably so, but do you know what? I think you need that input from the club. You can't just have a foreign owner coming in and washing away everything. You still need that kind of commitment from within. And Bill Kenwright's got that, and it's important that he keeps that. But I just feel it as if there's Farhad Moshiri, yeah, he's got the purse strings, he's got the say, and obviously Roberto Martins, he sacked Ronald Koeman, all down to him, which we're led to believe that he wanted to sack Roberto Martins a lot earlier than what did happen in the end. It was only Bill Kenwright that tried to sway his mind to keep him for a couple of games. Now Ronald Koeman's been sacked. Now, where did he go? And this is what my argument was a couple of weeks ago, Steve, is that I do not want to be seeing Everton as a club that just sacks the manager every other season. And that's my danger, and that's what we've become now, because we sack Roberto Martin. I think if the next manager, that'll be three managers in the space of, I think it's four and a half years. Three managers.
Too much.
In four and a half years, what can you do? I don't want to be seen as a Leicester, as a Crystal Palace, chopping and changing managers every 5 minutes. But now that's what we've become.
The perfect time to appoint a manager is this international break. And of course, this is the last of them, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the more that time sort of whittles away, the more they're pushed into the corner, aren't they? Because if they want a brand new face, it would be ideal for him to come in now, have a week where he can at least get acclimatised to the club and the training ground and everything else.
Of course, they've got Crystal Palace next week, Steve. So I'm just thinking, this is a massive game away from home against a team bottom of the league. Now, I look at it and thinking, how big is this match? If Everton was to lose it, they're sucked right back into Crystal Palace. If they were to win it, big splitter when you're looking at top 10, you're looking at top 9, top 8. So this is crucial. How do you do this now? Because they've got to make a decision sooner rather than later. They've either got to go, do you know what? David Unsworth, just give us another game by game until we make our minds up. Or do they get Big Sam in to sort it out and give him a week's worth of training with the players to win that important game against Crystal Palace? But if they don't make this decision sooner rather than later, fans are going to be questioning, going, what the hell is going on? You sacked Ronald Koeman 5 weeks ago. Unsworth had his 4 games as an audition. Hasn't went well. So what's going on? So obviously, it all springs to mind that the panic button got pressed with Koeman and they haven't made the decision since.
Big Sam's all but said that it's not him, hasn't he?
Yeah. Do you
think there's something going on behind the scene there?
Not that, Steve. Yeah, don't believe anything that Sam Allardyce says. We've seen what's happened to him in the past, haven't we?
Right, a quick one on Northern Ireland before you go. Devastating stuff, isn't it? One bad decision and that country and those green fans that absolutely adore their football team look like they probably won't be going to the World Cup because they've got to go to Switzerland now and get a win, which isn't going to happen, is it?
No.
But one awful refereeing decision, and you do think to yourself, and it was a shocker of a decision, wasn't it, last night?
It was terrible. And do you know what? When I was watching it, I was watching it live, and the next minute, I just put my head down to look at my phone or something, and the next minute I looked up, and he gave a penalty. I thought, what's that for? Someone argued with the referee. And it was a shot. I seen the shot towards the goal from the Swiss player. But I seen that the Irish lad turned, was it Dallas, was it? Turn his back. I seen him, I think it was Dallas. He was the lad who got fouled for which arguably the Swiss lad should have been sent off early doors. But anyway, the Northern Ireland defender turns his back. It hits the top arm of his back, with basically on his shoulder. And the referee gives a penalty. Now, I'm not being funny. The ball was struck at some force.
Corey Evans, that's who it was.
Corey Evans, sorry, yeah. He was turned his back and the referee is given a penalty. And next minute, on one decision, the whole tournament has gone on the basis of one stupid decision from the referee. Now, yeah, I think I seen Ian Dowie and Jerry Taggart after the match and they were arguing, saying, yeah, it's a scandalous decision. I get all that. But over the course of the play, Northern Ireland couldn't get out there half, by the way. Switzerland were a far better team. Yeah. But I'm not taking anything away from them. But it was a poor, poor decision. Which, I'm not being funny, if you say to Northern Ireland, take a 0-0 at home, get over to Switzerland next week, try and nick an away goal. They would have taken it all day. But to get beat on that manner, 1-0 off a dodgy penalty like that, and considering Switzerland should have been down to 10 men in the first 10 minutes with a horrendous tackle, I just feel as if they've been hard done by there. Really, I've. But do you know what? Over the course of 90 minutes, you can't argue Switzerland with by far the better team. And I don't think Northern Ireland's done themselves any justice at all.
Tony, you're a busy man. Are you still doing your Scotty Bets today?
No, a week off this week, Steve. Well deserved. International break. Back next week.
When I see you next week, will there be a manager in place?
Well, there's going to have to be. There's going to have to be.
David Unsworth. I'm betting now, David Unsworth.
I'd probably agree with you, Steve. Yeah. For the first time in my life, I'll agree with you.
Tony Scott there, brilliant stuff. Thank you.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.